let him know we've come here to dine tonight.
Amen.
Feast on the manna.
Amen.
There's always something new on all the messages that we hear. We always got those hidden nuggets, and I think, oh, I'm going to go down there and I want to read them this quote. I want to read them this quote. I want to read them this quote. So we just decided just we'll play the tape.
Praise the Lord.
I can tell you we didn't get everything. There's a lot to feast upon. Just little nuggets here, and you polish them. And no one could do it like God's prophet.
Amen.
He's over here, and man, he takes you over here, and he brings you back over here. As I told my wife when I went home, I said, honey, we listened to Satan's Eden, A Thinking Man's Filter, The Power of God Transformation. How many sermons did we hear this morning? All in one sermon. Only God's prophet knew how to do that. Bring the word. And to his bride, what it does for us, how it feeds our very soul to hear that word
being
brought out. God's power of transformation in who we are. Truly, he's speaking to his bride.
Amen.
Get yourselves ready. You know, we've been talking about how that this is a living word.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
I think that message we heard this morning was spoken for today.
Yeah.
It meant something then, and it was the word, but that was the storing up the food. That now it seemed like Brother Branham just walked right off the street walking here. And what he preached to us is more current than newspaper.
Amen.
And the things, he even talked about the Pope and the Catholic Church and everything that's going on, and Satan's Eden and what's happening here, and Thinking Man's Filter, and I just love it.
Amen.
Oh, it's just music to my soul is what it is.
Yes.
We appreciate the Lord and all that he does for us, and that to be able to come here and to listen to God's word is truly a blessing for each one of us. We're going to go straight into prayer tonight, and that we have many of requests that have come in. We do have a special thank you that came in from our brother Danny Stater. He had surgery the other day. His leg was amputated, but the Lord was with him. He's doing good, and he sends his love and greetings to the church and thanks them for their prayer for him. Also want to remember, as we thank the Lord, we had a couple brothers that went to Europe this past week for the translation work, and that was Brother Daniel Andes and Brother Isaac Mata, and they just got back in the United States tonight, but we have four other brothers that are over in RSA right now for the translation work, and so we want to remember him. It's Brother Nathan Jones is over there, Brother Scott Reed, Brother Ben Gary, and I forgot the other ones. Somebody, Nathan Jones, sorry about that, is that we want to remember them in prayer tonight too, that the Lord just be with them and give them a wonderful trip, and for the Lord is going over there to do the Lord's work.
Amen.
We're trying to get this message to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the sooner that last one hears it, the sooner we're going to go home.
Amen.
And I truly believe that that's what the Lord is doing tonight with us.
Amen.
And I feel is that we're like a dry house on a windy day. It just takes one little spark and it's going to go.
Amen.
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 That's what success impact should be to us in our lives, as Brother Branham said today, if there is anything, if there is any of something that's growing around us, that's hindering us, get it out of the way. Because He's coming. Get it done. The hour is late. If we see so many things that are happening, as Brother Billy Paul told us this morning, as many of you have been listening, with the Pope and the events and the moon, and they're not just coincidence, Brother. It's God's timepiece. He says, watch Israel. What's going on? Watch that church. Watch that big papal thing. We see it happening before our very eyes daily, what's happening. And then that the Lord be able to provide that we can come together and worship Amen. Him, get deeper and closer to Him. It's later than we think. Amen. I was wondering this morning, listening to that message, and like, Lord, this might be it right now. So as we all stand, as we go to the word of prayer, bow our heads. So wonderful to be able to bow our heads and speak with Him. Amen. What a privileged people that we are. To have that opportunity. And to know that He loves us so much.
Yes.
He loves us more than we love Him. Wow.
Thank you, Jim.
Loves us more. We never found Him. He found us. What Brother Brandon say? He sprayed us with that repellent of predestination. Praise the Lord. I am a predestinated seed, Son of God.
Hallelujah.
I've come here tonight to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And as He is in this building tonight, alive.
Amen.
The same as He was that day on Calvary, He's here with us tonight.
Yes.
And He wants to meet our very every need. So as we thank in our hearts, Lord, what we have need of, also to thank Him for a wonderful service we had this morning. I know you already have, but let's thank Him again.
Amen.
Lord, prepare us, prepare our hearts. Open up our soul, our mind, our spirit, everything, Lord, to receive this word tonight. Because it is life to the bride of Jesus Christ. He said that Satan was getting a bride ready, but He said God's getting a bride ready.
Amen.
Satan's already gotten Satan's Eden. He's already got his Eden. He's already got his bride. They're out here. But He's preparing this bride, you, to be ready.
Amen.
Praise the name
Amen.
Of the Lord. So as we sing our song, and we reach out and touch, just speak to Him and say, Lord, you know what I have need of? And I want to reach out and touch you tonight.
Yes.
As you pass by. Because I know that you're here to answer my request. So you just make it known to Him by raising your hand and say, Lord, you know my need. Just grant it, Lord. And He's going to give it to you. Amen.
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 Reach out and touch the
Lord, our problems. the problems that are presented to us on the job and whatever more. Lord, you're the great physician, Lord, in every way. Thank you for this, Lord. Lord, as we just commit our lives into your hands, we want to be totally surrendered, Lord. We want to worship you, Lord. We want to wash your feet, Lord. And we want you, we invite you into this service, Lord. We want to wash your feet, Lord, like the little lady, Lord. She just put all the perfume. She gave her all. She gave her best. And Lord, we want to wash your feet today. Granted, we love you, Lord. Be with each need, and we thank you in advance for it all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Read.